Let's give God a hand of applause. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's our awesome God. No one can replace such a God. No one. Oh, yes. David says, who can replace you, Lord? Who can tell the beginning from the end? Just you. Oh, yes. Just you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you. I magnify you. Let's stand to our feet and we will go to the word of the Lord. We will go to the book of St. Matthew 16, chapter 16, verse 21 and 25. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord. It's a place of refuge, a place, a safe place, a place where we come in the holiest of holies. Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 to 25. The word of the Lord says like this. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan, and you are an offense to me. For you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desire to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever desire to save his life will lose it, but whosoever loses life for my sake will find it. Lord, we give you praise. Let's lift our hands and we give him thanks. God, we thank you. Teach us to be thankful unto you, Lord. Bless us with a spirit of thanksgiving. You are so worthy to be praised. We are not worthy to be in your presence, but your mercy is great. It's new every day, and it reaches to heavens. God bless us today, in Jesus' name. Amen. I will talk to us today a little bit. Our first love, I come to you today talking about our first love. The church of Ephesus was a powerful church and was a strong church in the doctrine. They used to worship God with such a power, and they loved God, and they were so powerful in those times that the church was growing so fast, and people was being saved, and people was being transformed in that church in those times. They reached to the top of the mountain with worshiping God and praising God and preaching the word and talking about God. But this church reached to the point that they forgot their first love. And it's very important that we as Christians, we have in our mind the one that gave everything for us on the cross, that opened the door for us to come in to his presence and to give him glory and honor. Our God opened a wide door so we have total access to the holiest of holies. We don't need no one to intercede for us in the presence of the Lord, because he opened that door and give us the liberty to come unto his feet and worship him with all our heart, mind, and soul and strength. Anyway, that is a commandment to do so. But this church was an example. But Paul wrote a letter to the church of Ephesus, and he let them know that you guys are working very hard. You are doing all sorts of work. You are saving people. You are doing the job I want you to do, but I have a problem with you. You forgot me. He says it doesn't matter if you do all the works. It doesn't matter if you win a lot of souls. It doesn't matter if you can put your hands on someone's head and they be healed. It's just a gift. But God says you are forgetting the main thing. And that is your love, your first love. I'm talking to you about a love that when this your spouse telling you that they love you, but the next day he's refusing you. He says, I love you. I'm talking to you about a love that when your spouse hates you, he still loves you. I'm talking about a love that when everything is going wrong, he's there and loving you. I'm talking about a love without measure. It goes beyond your understanding. I'm talking about a love that gave everything for us to be here today. He look at you. He says, I will die on the cross. I will shed my blood because I'm looking at the future. I can see you in the future repenting and being a person, a Christian, a person that will worship me. He says, I will bless you now because I see who you are in the future. I will give you, hallelujah, what you need now. It's not because you're worthy. It's because I'm looking beyond your imagination, beyond your understanding, because I see you worshiping. I see you in the secret place. I see you when you sing for me when no one is there. I see you when you are dancing for me and no one is there. It's only you and I. I'm talking about your first love. A love that no one knows the height or the depth of it. A love that is without measure. A love that is dear, hallelujah, when things are going good and when things are going bad. Oh, but I'm letting you know today that we have to turn back to our first love because our first love loves us so much. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Our God, he loves us in such a way that he looks beyond your sin. He says, I will deal with your needs. I will deal with your wants. I will deal with you in such a special way. And after I will deal with your sin, but first, I will show you that I love you beyond your understanding. When you think I'm not there, I'm there. When you are lonely in the room of the hospital, maybe the doctor told you that you have a few days of life, and God says, that is not what I'm saying. That is not what I declare. I will give you life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. I will give you more than what you deserve. But we have one problem. He said, we worship great. Our worship is wonderful. Our praise is awesome. Our prayers are good. Hallelujah. Oh, it mixed with the incense. Hallelujah. And it reached to my throne. But I have a problem with you. I know you're working very hard. You're outreaching, you're evangelizing, you're doing all sorts of things, but you're not spending time with your first love. You think I am a genie in the bottle. You think I am Santa Claus. He says, you forgot who I am. I am the life giver. I am the source of everything that existed in this world. Don't forget who I am. It says, you can dance before me. You can sing before me. You can do all sorts of things before me. But I need relationship with you. I want you to be my friend. You are my lover. I love you so much that it's hurt me to see you killing yourself, doing all kind of work, and you are leaving me aside. He says, I'm doing it for God. I'm doing it for God. I'm going out and evangelize for God, but what about the time with Him? You cannot tell God, I love you, if you don't spend time with Him. You cannot tell God, I love you, if you don't express that love to Him. You cannot tell God, I love you, if you don't want to speak to Him. I just need you when things is going bad. That don't work like that. God will help you in bad times because of His mercy and grace and because He loves you. But at the same time, He says you're losing out something. I can bless you more than what you're receiving now. I can give you more than what you're receiving now if you come to me and have a relationship with me. If you have intimacy with me, I am your first love. Don't forget your first love. Don't forget it. Because when you forget your first love, you forget the most important thing in the whole universe. Nothing else matters. Nothing else. It doesn't matter how good you can sing. It doesn't matter how good you can run. How good you can dance. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. All that God's matter, hallelujah, is you and Him. You loving Him and Him loving you. That's all that He matters. But the church of Ephesus, they were doing all sorts of things, but they thought they were doing good. But I have a problem with you. You forgot your first love. You forgot to take the time and love me. When we find in love with someone, we want to be there, right? Always. Always. You will tell that person every minute, I love you, I miss you, I this, I that, and you bring roses, and you this, and you buy the best thing. Sometimes you don't have the money, but you will try to get it and impress that person. Oh, I want to show you I love you, and all that stuff, hallelujah. But your first love you forget. I just need Him when I am in serious trouble. Because I know His power, I know what He can do, but that's all I need Him for. I say, as I have a serious problem with you. Oh, yes, that is a serious problem because I want to save you and your family, your neighbors, your friends, your boss. You see that bitter boss you have? I want to save him too. But if you only love me, if you only come to me, if you only give yourself to me, if you only open up yourself unto me, oh, I will give you power. I will give you anointing. I will open doors unto your life. I will give you, oh, Jesus, things that you never asked me, I will give you. I will just open the doors, the windows of heaven, and pour it out onto you, onto your life, so you can give it out to others. Because others will be affected by your blessings. Oh, yes. Always God give you something. It's not only for you. He give it to you to bless others. And sometimes you want to keep, this is mine, only mine. And you miss out because it says it's more blessing to give than to receive. Right? All those things, God put it in the Bible because it makes us understand that we need to have a spirit of giving. It's not only money. No, you give love. There are people out there that need love. They need love. Sometimes your family need love, but we are too busy because we giving our family everything they desire, but you're missing out something. You're not giving them love. And the same way you act with God, that is the same way you act with your family. Oh, you get very silent. Because if we have that relationship with God, we will be a loving person. Oh, love will flow out of us. Hallelujah. Like rivers of water. Love will flow out of us because we are with our lover. We learn from our lover. We learn from our master. And we start to know his voice. We start to hearken to his voice. That is my lover. You know, when you are by yourself in your home and you hear your spouse say something, oh, that's my lover coming there. Oh, yeah. That's someone I love coming there. And you start to walk. You move from where you at because you want to see that person quicker than if you just wait. So God says, if you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to you. Because I love you for real. I love you so much that I've been nailed on that cross and I give it. And my arms were wide open showing you I love you. Hallelujah. But we need to get naked with the Lord. And sincere. If we don't get sincere with the Lord, he is our first love. We need to understand that he is our love, our lover. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Anytime, I'll tell you something. You see, when you say, I love you, Lord, God is so great that they cover the whole universe. Whole universe. I'll give you a little bit of revelation. The Bible says that John, the apostle, he says, in a twinkle of an eye, I was in heaven. You thought he went so quick. You thought he was moving quicker than a lightning. It wasn't like that. You know why? Because the word of the Lord says that God is in heaven. And if God is in heaven, everything that surrounds us, when you are in the spirit, it becomes heaven. Because the spirit world is real. It's real. Some of us don't understand because we like to touch things and believe by touching. If I can touch it, I believe it. If I cannot touch it, I don't believe it. So when John says, in the twinkle of an eye, I was in the presence of the Lord. I was in heaven. He was in the spirit. Yes or no? He was in the spirit. So when you close your eyes and you open your eyes, your spiritual eyes, you are looking in heaven. We are God's dwell because God is a spirit. He dwells in the spirit. So when you close your eyes, it's so quick that you, I'll tell you something. People get that revelation not being Christian. I know a lot of us already saw this movie going to the future. that they have a pothole and you just go through that pothole. They get that revelation, but they use it in the wrong way. We have a pothole through the Spirit. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive the key for that pothole to go from being natural to the supernatural. You enter to another world. God says you become a new creature. Why? Because you come out from the old you, old world, to a new world, a spiritual world. Hallelujah. And that's why in the twinkle of an eye, you are in heaven, because heaven is a spiritual world that is real. Real world. Hallelujah. But now I'm telling you that God says, I am your first love. I am your love. Don't forget that. I know you are excited. I know you are so entangled of the things of the world. I says, I don't have a problem for you to want things. I know what you need. But I need you to understand that I come first. I am your lover. I am your first love. You won't be here without me. You won't be here save without me. I am the one that saved you. I am the one that fill you with the Holy Ghost. I am the one that wash your sins away. I am He. And you behave like I ain't do nothing for you. That's the way you behave. It's like all I did worth nothing for you. And all your concern is to prosper in life, and you forget all about your first love. God no have no problem. You can have the best study, the best job, the best houses, the best cars, and He will give it to you without a problem. You show Him that you love Him for real. Show Him that you desire Him like He desire you. Show Him that you are here for Him and not to give a big show. Show Him that you are here because you love Him. Oh, you are passionate with Him. You will boast of Him. You will say, oh, He's my God. He's a good God. He's wonderful. He's mighty. Oh, yes. Anytime we start to get that attitude, we will break out of this bondage. We will break out of this bondage. We get too tangled and we forget our love. We don't want to have no relationship with Him. And He have the power of all things, the Bible says. He have power over all things. All things, Matthew 26, 31, it says, then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flocks will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter answered and said to him, even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble. Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you that this night, before the rooster crow, you will deny me three times. We're talking about Peter. Peter, he just went through a great miracle. He threw his net and nothing whole night. God says, get your net, throw it on the other side. Just throw it on the other side. You will see what I can do for you. I'll show you who I am. I will show you my power. I will show you, oh, hallelujah. I will show you when I say something is already become real. Remember, he created everything by his voice. He told Peter, throw it on the other side. Cast your net on the other side. He already said it. So it became real instantly. Because the master said, his lover said, he have all dominion, all power in heaven and in earth. Hallelujah. So he said it. So before the net reached into the water, the fishes was there. And the fishes obey to get in the net because the master said it. Our lover said it. And he commanded. Oh, hallelujah. We receive so many things. And we come here and we call it testimonies. Because he's speaking to our life. And we don't receive more because we don't pass much time with him. We forget our lover. We forget our sweet love. Imagine him walking with us in the cool of the evening, hand by hand, just contemplating. Just imagine all your surrounding and the place you're standing is holy. And that surrounding is moving with you wherever you move. The devil will roar like a lion around. Just around. He cannot get closer. Just around because your lover is with you. Your lover is there. And when your lover is present, he's a protector, a comforter, a savior, a provider. He is the healer. He is everything you want him to be in your life. Everything you need him to be in your life, he will be that for you. But he says, I have a problem with you. You just want my hand. You want the gifts I can give you. And you forgot where it comes from. You enjoy it for a little bit of time. When it's messed up, you're coming back. Oh, God, I'm so messed up. My life is a wreck. Because you turn away from your lover. If you keep yourself with your lover, nothing. I said nothing will hinder you. Nothing. He is your lover. He will surround you with his angels. He will surround you with blessings. He will surround you with power. He will surround you with the greatness of his glory. What Peter says, I am willing to die for you. He thought he loved him so much that he was willing to die for you. He said, but this night you will deny me 3 times. He says, no, God already looked at you in the future. He knows what you will become. He knows what is your plans. He's wondering if you put him in your plans. We plan this, we plan that, we plan a whole bunch of things. We have a list and we turn it around and we continue writing so many plans. And we forget the main part, our lover. Our lover is out of our plans. Now, how you think your plans will become real if you left out the main part? How you think you will make a cake if you left out the main part of the cake? You need the whole ingredients to make it. So if you leave out your lover, nothing else will work out for you. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing will work out for you. You will go from failure to failure. That's what happened. Hallelujah. But Peter says, I will never deny you. 3 times. And he says, when the last time he said, I don't know that man. I don't know what you're talking about. The rooster crow, and he remember. And he cried. He cried so hard and he repent, because he know that he is his lover. Peter was ashamed of himself. Peter was ashamed of what he have done. When his eyes catch with the eyes of the Lord, things happen. Something transmit from Jesus to Peter. Something was transmitting to Peter. From then on, Peter became a strong person in the Lord. But I'm telling you, I'm talking about your first love. I'm talking about your first love. He's waiting for you. I'm getting in love with you if you don't come. He says, I'll call you by another way. I'll put some things in your life that you will rush. He said, we don't come out of our situation, because only in our situation we can call upon the Lord. Only in our situation we can come to our first love and remember that we have a first love. So he will keep you in your situation because he wants relationship with you. I'm telling you, he will keep you there, because if he will love me this way and he will call upon me this way, well, I will keep him there as long as I can, because I love his presence. He don't understand about that. I love his presence. I love his company. I love him to speak to me. I love her to talk to me. And this is the only way we will talk. Well, this is the only way we'll stay. And you pass ears in that stuff until you consider yourself. I says, something is wrong in me. I need help. I forgot my lover. He is not a genie in the bottle. He is my God, my Savior. Hallelujah. When you start to speak like that, he says, all right, it's time to take you out from that stuff, because now I will give you peace. I will give you joy. I will give you happiness. I will turn your mourn into joy. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. That's what I will do for you. But until you consider yourself, until you understand that the problem here is you and your lover, like your presence. He love your presence. You think if he never loved your presence, he will die on the cross? No. He loved us so much. He says, I want to have a relationship with these people. And I want them to be with me, surround me. I say, I am surrounded with a lot of angels. But I made you specially to be with me. I don't know what's wrong. The devil is like that. Man, why did he make those people and he liked them so much? He loved them so much. He do not forgive an angel, but they forgive you more than one time. Oh, the angels, one mistake, they are out. Oh, yeah. There is not three strike. No, one strike and he is out. And the devil just sit and look at us and scratch his head. He said, what in the world these people have in them that God loved them so much? I cannot understand it. And he tried to figure that one out, and he cannot, because he failed and he cannot repent, because he was an angel. But that is one thing. The angels worship. The angels say, you are holy, you are holy. But when the people of God start to worship, woo, it changed everything. He give you a special voice. Oh, he give you a special voice. The voice you have is so special to him. Oh, he start to listen. Oh, I know that voice. Woo!
I'll go beside him. He will surround you, and you will feel all the hair of your body just stand up. You feel chills all down. Oh, he's so close to you. He's loving you. He's hugging you. He's kissing you. Hallelujah. I love this. Oh, I love what I'm feeling. I love what, oh yes, Jesus, give me more. I want more. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, when you find in love with your first love, it changed your life. It changed your life. It changed everything of you. You have peace. I'm hurt. Oh, my lover is coming. I need help. Oh, my lover is coming. He's my helper. I am in serious accident. Oh, my lover is coming. He will be there with me. I am in the hospital. Oh, my lover is here, or rubbing his hair on my. I am in surgery. Oh, my lover is there, making sure that everything come out well. Oh, I'm telling you, our first love, don't forget it. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you do. If you forget your first love, you forget the most important thing of the universe. Don't forget your lover. He's your first love. He's your first love. He's your first love. You should think on him. You should talk about him. Oh, hallelujah. You go to bed with him. You come out of bed with him. You go to work with him. You go to the supermarket with him. You go everywhere with him because he's your lover. Because he's your lover. Because he's your lover. Hallelujah. He's your first love. There is no love like that love. There is no love like my first love. No love. No one can do me like he can do me. No one. He loves me. He loves you. And he wants to bless you. He's throwing kisses to you. He says, I love you. He says, I love you. Love you. Just come back to me. Just come back to me. I love you. Oh, just come back to me. I love you. I love you. Just come back to me. I am your lover. I desire you. I desire you. Just come back to me. Every touch, every step that I take, I want to take it with him. He is our lover, church. Don't forget your first love. Don't forget your first love. He is your lover. He is real. He's here. He's beside you. He's over you. He's on top of you. He's under you. He's in you. Hallelujah. He's everywhere. You can feel it. If you raise your hand and you do like that, you can feel it. You can touch him. You can hold him. Oh, it's yours. You have to say, you are mine, Lord. You are mine. Lord, you are mine, Lord. You are so sweet. You are so wonderful. You are so beautiful. Hallelujah. You are mine, Lord. Don't forget your first love. Let's stand. Raise your hand. Jesus, I surrender to you all. I'm sorry, oh God. I'm sorry, Lord. I surrender all to you. You are my first love. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Show me your ways, God. Show me your ways, God. I love you, Lord. He's moving from the north, going to the south. He's moving from the east, going to the west. He's surrounding us. His wind is blowing. You, oh yes, Jesus. He's upon us. He's around us. He's over us. He's here. He's there. He's everywhere. Oh, he's my lover. 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 Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. My first love. My first love, you are, Jesus. My first love, you are, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I bless your holy name. You are mighty in power. You are mighty in power. Release your glory. Oh, release your glory. 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 Sikatarando kosha. Release it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Karokoshata raba. Oh, Jesus. Let your voice mix. Let your voice mix with His power. 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 Hallelujah. Things will happen. Things is beginning to happen. Let your voice mix with His power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kitarato rongo shetere kata. Ha. Oh. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Something moving. It's something I've been released. Something I've been released in the midst of us. Something has been released. God have been moved. Hallelujah. Virtue. Virtue.